After weeks of anti-government demonstrations in cities across Turkey, a moment of quiet as demonstrators staged silent protests. In Istanbul's Taksim Square, where the protest began as an environmental campaign but swelled into anti-government demonstrations, the peace was short-lived. Police detained dozens of demonstrators in the early hours of Tuesday. The police crackdown has brought international condemnation. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has described her concern over what she called an extremely heavy-handed police response. Metin Fezioglu, who heads the Union of Turkish Bar Associations, told VOA from Ankara that the UN intervention was welcome.
Police were shooting peaceful protesters with tear gas shotguns, and they took aim deliberately at persons. So they were using these tear gas shotguns as real shotguns.
Prime Minister Erdogan has reacted angrily to his critics, telling a meeting of his AKP party that the police had an incontestable right to use tear gas on protesters.
Bu aşamadan itibaren şiddet kullanan, şiddeti bir araç olarak...
It is out of the question to show any tolerance to anybody or any organization that uses violence and uses it as an instrument from now on, my dear friends and my mighty nation.
The government response is causing alarm beyond Turkey, says Fadi Hakura of Policy Institute Chatham House.
In particular, the disproportionate security response to these protests. And I think that this realization has begun to diminish the positive reputation that the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan enjoyed up to now.
Germany has the biggest Turkish expatriate community in the world. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle gave this reaction to the protest Monday.
We would have hoped that the Turkish government had opted for dialogue, and so we criticized the decision of the Turkish government.
The European Parliament has passed a resolution expressing concern at the police response and cancelled the planned visit to Turkey by lawmakers this week. Catherine Ashton is the EU representative for foreign affairs.
Excessive use of force by members of the police against peaceful demonstrators must be swiftly and thoroughly investigated and those responsible held accountable. We know that Turkey, as a candidate country, needs to aspire to the highest possible democratic standards and practices.
This growing unease could affect Turkey both politically and economically, says analyst Hakura.
If this style of leadership, this very, very uncompromising style of leadership continue, then I think it will have a negative impact on the confidence of international investors and then eventually have some severe negative repercussions on economic growth in Turkey.
Mr. Erdogan, meanwhile, has vowed to increase police powers to deal with the unrest, and the government is working on legislation to restrict the use of social media it blames for fueling the protests. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.